WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Is what I tell myself, but it's like running away from rain in the desert. Stumbled up, blacked out, don't know how hard I fell, but I've been crawling to you ever since we've been together. I'm working overtime, following close behind. You got my number, my thunder, head and shoulder belt. I'm sinking into your sand. You got the upper hand. I got you on cloud nine. You got me on pins and needles.
As a Nashville songwriter, Natalie's written songs for Alicia Keys, Kacey Musgraves, Miranda Lambert, and for Lady Gaga in the hit film A Star is Born. She is responsible for 8 number one Billboard singles. But she also has this really spectacular voice of her own. And she's part of the hugely successful country music supergroup, The Highway Woman. That includes Brandi Carlile, Maren Morris, and Amanda Shires. Their 2019 self-titled album was a number one hit on the country charts. And the song, you know it, Crowded Table, won the 2021 Grammy for the Song of the Year. We're so happy to have Natalie Hemby with us on release day. Hey, Natalie.
Allison, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. You're catching me on such a great day.
I love that song, Pins and Needles. It's such a great slinky number. It co-written by Joan Osborne?
John Osborne.
John
Osborne and TJ Osborne. They're in the Osborne Brothers. Or Brothers Osborne, actually, is that that's how they go by. They're big in country music, and it was the first song we wrote. We wrote that song over 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
And we actually wrote it for them. And then I was like, you know what? I really love this song. Do you care if I take this from y'all? And they were like, oh my gosh, we would be honored. So they're such great friends of mine, and they were more than happy to give it up. So
I guess it was wishful thinking on my part. Because I think you and Joan Osborne would write a great song.
Oh my gosh, I would die if Joan Osborne would write with me. That would be amazing. From your lips to God's ears. So,
so in that song, Pins and Needles, what is that person going through?
Well, you know what? It's basically a song about being desperately in love with somebody who's obviously not probably desperately in love with you, but you just, boy, it's they walk in a room and you just fall head over heels for them. And, you know, I just love it because of the words you used. It's got a slinkiness to it. It's got a swagger. And I relate to that so much. I grew up listening to that 90s swagger of Tom Petty and Sheryl Crow and Bonnie Raitt and all of that stuff. So, and actually, it's really a Rolling Stones thing. Stones are just notorious for doing that. You know, it's almost, they're like sing talking, you know what I'm saying? And I just, that's what I love about that song.
My guest, Natalie Hemby, her new album, Pins and Needles, is out today. For folks who don't know your backstory, you had a publishing deal when you were just a young thing, 19 years old.
Yes.
At that time, what were your hopes for your career?
You know, I had big dreams as a young girl. I wanted a record. This is how it looked for me back in the day. I wanted a record deal, a big, huge record deal. I wanted to be on rock radio. I wanted to tour and, you know, maybe do some small parts of movies and be in Broadway for 1 second. And then I wanted to just retire. It sounds easy, doesn't it? But I literally... it just didn't work out for me that way, and thank God it didn't. So it was one of those things where I almost had a lot of things happen to me. It just like the door almost opened, but it never quite did. And here I am at 44, and I literally signed my first record deal during a pandemic at the age of 44, and I have a 10-year-old daughter, and I'm married, and I would have never guessed this is how it would turn out. So, but I'm really happy it did turn out this way.
Let's listen to another track from the new album. This one's called Hardest Part About Business. This is Natalie Hemby.
His sheep and the secretary sleeping with the boss again. He didn't know it, but in less than a week he's gonna be laid off from the government. Knowledge is key, but if you're like me, you wish you didn't know the truth. Damned if you do, fired if you don't, and dead if the thing gets you. Please hold for the executive drinking. There's an operator getting busy with a new guy who's always singing at the annual office parties. Well, hear no evil, but you're gonna see it's better if you work alone. Cause the hardest part about business is minding your own.
Now, is that a saying from your life, or did that come up for the lyrics?
Absolutely, for my life. I'm around all kinds of different business people, and you just sometimes you wish you didn't know some things, but you just kind of keep your head down and mind your own. So.
You know, my mom's version of that was, "My name's Bess. I ain't getting in that mess." What she used to say.
Oh, that's a good
It's a
one.
good
I
one,
like
right?
that.
You can have that
It
one.
is. Yeah. Thank you. I'll dedicate it to her. So,
Yep.
yeah, keep going. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No worries. I wanted to get to this performance that you've been kind enough to let us play on the air for the song Heroes. And the song really talks about heroes and thinking about heroes as real people. I'm wondering about the inspiration for this one.
Well, you know what? Actually, I have a lot of heroes, and I have met some of them, and they're everything I was hoping they would be. But there have been there was actually one particular person, and I will never say their name in a thousand years, but they I have this person's entire record collection. I love their music so much, but I've heard they're out just absolutely awful to work with. And awful to meet and to know, and I just was like, you know, I don't ever want to meet this person. It's gonna ruin, you know, it's gonna ruin their art was like a timeline of my life, and it's like I don't want to know them, because I've had people ask me, would you ever want to write with this person? And I'm like, no, huh? So, but I did instead. I came up with the song idea, and I wrote it with my good friend Aaron Ratier, who he wrote on The Stars Born with me. On the soundtrack, and then Jeff Trott, who wrote all of Sheryl Crow's just biggest hits, and the three of us wrote that song, and we wrote it a while back. But eventually, in Nashville, we write songs here, so different artists will cut them, like we'll pitch. We call it pitching it around to them. So we pitched this one around for a while, and like I said, nobody like really jumped on it. So I was like, I think this song is. It was my idea. I think the song is mine, so I went ahead and put it on my record.
Let's take a listen to a performance of Heroes from Natalie Hemby.
When I think heroes, I think capes, chasing villains, stopping trains, half incredible, half insane. What if Superman, he couldn't fly, and Spider-Man, he couldn't climb? What if they're just like you and I?
getting too close and close enough. I can look, but I can't touch, and that's fine.
That was Natalie Hemby with Heroes. Her new album is out today, Pins and Needles. So, Natalie, how is the process different when you're writing for yourself and your voice than when you're writing for one of your peers?
Well, you know, that's a great question. You have to know, you know, when I'm writing for one of my friends who is like a touring artist and they sell records and all that kind of stuff, I feel like I really do have to know their voice well. So, you know, part of writing a great song is writing around someone who, you know, if it sounds like a song that they would sing. I mean, part of the magic of Whitney Houston singing that Dolly Parton song, I Will Always Love You, is because she sang it like she wrote it. And I think that's so important when you're writing with an artist, is to come up with a song idea that sounds like something that would they would either say, or something that fits in their register, if you will, or a melody that they would do. And so for me, I really try to understand and know the person's voice. I mean, their voice is different than mine. There are some people like my good buddy, Karen Fairchild. She's in this group called Little Big Town. Mm-hmm. She and I have very similar registers. So whenever I'm singing a song, I don't have to try to sing like anybody else because she and I sound similar to each other. It's kind of fun, actually. One time she was on a voice memo and I said, "Is that me talking?" Because it just sounded so much like me. So, but you have to try to figure out, like, you have to know that person's voice and try to write a song that's fitting for them. You know what I mean?
I do. I was brought me my next question very nicely. You and your good friend Miranda Lambert have a song, this album that you co-wrote together. How can we tell that this track, Takes One to Know One, is a Miranda Natalie track?
Well, I'll tell you one way you know is I mean, Miranda and I are we're two different people, but we're kind of the same. We both share this rebelliousness of rock and roll music. I mean, honestly, if you took her country twang out on some of her stuff, I mean, she'd sound like a rock singer because she loves rock and roll. She's very feisty. And I'm actually the same way, but we love very clever lyrics and turns of phrases, and just we have a really great time writing together. So she's my favorite.
Let's take a listen to It Takes One to Know One from Natalie Hemby. Thank you.
answers. I beg to differ. I choose to beg for a love that's plain to me. All again is separate. Baby, if you're desperate, I'm the absolute. Full disclosure, never a poser.
My guest is Natalie Hemby. Her new album, Pins and Needles, is out today. So, Natalie, you mentioned earlier you got your first record deal at 44. She's been working in the business for a long time. Why is it good that it happened now?
Well, I think it's great because, I have a lot of friends who it happened really early on. And, whenever you're younger, you do have more energy and time to do things. But I'm going to tell you, it's a really long ride and you can get burned out pretty quick. I mean, I will say I've learned this about myself. I love music. Like, this is what I want to do all the time. And I always have the time and energy for it. But it's like, I feel like a lot of people, a lot of things change in the music business. It's so different than it was 20 years ago. And you have to learn to adjust. And for me, I just like doing music on my own terms. And what I always hated about it in the beginning is trying to earn people's respect, because that's what you are trying to do in this business. You're trying to get people, you're trying to get fans of you, you know? And for me, I earned people's respect through writing. And then people kept going, you should put out a record. You should put out a record. Mm. And a lot of my friends, like Lori McKenna is a big songwriter, and she would always put out these records, and she's like, you should do that. And I never would. I was too scared. But then I just was like, you know what? Maybe I will put out a record. And
maybe I just will.
I just kind of went backwards. Honestly, it's like it's really funny because I'm just grateful to do it on my terms. That's mm-hmm. why I'm glad it happened later on in life, because I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I know who I am. I know who I'm not. So.
There you go. The name of the album is Pins and Needles. It's out today. We've been talking to Natalie Hemby. Of course, she's part of the High Woman. I know it's High Woman. I just didn't have enough coffee earlier. Natalie, so good to meet you. Congratulations on the release.
Thank you so much, Allison. It was great meeting you. Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Let's go out on The Last Resort from Natalie Hemby.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at zbiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's zbiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.